T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is this the music we're playing because it's like school's out, like last practice today, but there's really no practice? Cameron Wolf and the rest of the reporters get to kind of take it easy today.
Unless they're going to allow them to go out and watch like how much conditioning they're going to do. Yeah. Watch them run up and down fields and up downs or whatever coach might have, because he has really made it clear it's going to be about conditioning, man. We're going to be in we may not be the most talented team, but we're going to be in really good shape.
All right, well, we'll find out more right now. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline and talk to ESPN Dolphins writer Cameron Wolf. Cameron, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Cam, how you doing, man? How's everything going?
It's going good, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm pretty pumped that Flores canceled today. I'm not hurting about getting a head start on our vacation, just like the players are.
What? It is funny. In the football business, I'm with you. All right, end of June, 1st of July, get those weeks out of the way. As you know, you guys don't get any time off, just like the players, once this thing starts up. Hey, let's jump into it. It looks like Ryan Fitzpatrick is way, way ahead of Josh Rosen, and yet we know Josh Rosen needs to play. How's this thing going to play out, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think right now, and it's just June, but if I had to kind of predict, bring out my magic ball, I'd say that Ryan Fitzpatrick probably ends up as the week one starter. And just like most of his career, at some point he's going to turn into a pumpkin. And, you know, it's going to be Josh Rosen's turn. And he'll get a chance to start. So I think both quarterbacks will start. I think Josh Rosen probably will end up with the most starts. But as we've seen this summer, Ryan Fitzpatrick has done everything better than Josh Rosen. So you can't lie to your players, and I think that means that Ryan Fitzpatrick is very, very much in the lead to start week one.
All right, I want to jump just to Minkah Fitzpatrick for a second, because me and Joe have been talking, and Joe's brought it up a lot today and the last couple days here, about that number two cover corner and what could happen there. Is the best place for Minkah there now because of the depth at that position? Like, what do you think is going to end up happening there? I know Eric Rowe, I guess, is sitting there now, but is Minkah the best player for that number two spot?
That's a good question. For me, it's no. I think that Minkah Fitzpatrick's best role is at safety and slot corner. I think when he has to be 100% on the field, he's one of your best four or five defensive backs. But I think if you put him at the boundary corner, you sort of minimize his ability to make consistent plays around the football. I think he's better with using his range, which means that he, you know, if he can see the field in the middle of the field, I think that's when he can make his most plays, his most impact on the game. So I think him at free safety, at rover, at strong safety, at slot corner, any of those roles gives him a better chance to be an elite player. He could be a good player at outside corner, but I think he can be an elite player at safety or slot corner. So if I was coaching, I'd put him at one of those spots and see how good of a player he can be, rather than, you know, fill my biggest need, which is that number two corner spot.
You know, there's a good chance we don't have it. Eric Rose, just from what has happened out there, we don't have a second corner, which we went through this last year and got exposed when Xavier Howard, especially when he went down, and we saw certain guys get picked on. So what's different, and what does this coaching staff do? I know he's familiar with Eric Rowe, but if Eric Rowe can't do it, what do we do?
Man, it's going to be trouble, because you got a bunch of UDFAs and you know, street free agents who haven't proven anything as your options back there. You know, you've got Bobby McCain, but we saw last year, you know, he can get picked on because of his size. They're trying him out at safety, so I don't know if he's a real option to play on the outside and start on the outside. So if Eric Rowe is your guy, then you're probably looking at waiver claims in late August and hoping that one of those guys can come in and step up if a guy gets cut for salary reasons. So yeah, there's not a true number two corner on this roster. You're right about that, Joe. And that's a hole they have to fill. But like we know, this team isn't ready to compete. So they can't fill all their holes. Yeah. They have a hole at right tackle because Jordan Mills isn't the answer. But they're not going to be able to fill that hole this year either. So I don't think you can compromise Minkah Fitzpatrick's potential and upside at safety and at
all
spot
right.
corner.
That makes sense.
You know, to just fill your needs.
Is Jesse Davis going to get that spot? I mean, he's going to be given every opportunity, right? But you think he can win that right tackle spot?
Well, I mean, I think if you got Jordan Mills out there right tackle, you're risking your quarterback's lives from everything we've seen so far in off season. So you got to have somebody at right tackle, and Jesse Davis has played some snaps there. I think he's better at guard, but you don't have any other right tackle options. You know, Dieter's probably going to play in the inside. You got Chris Reed playing guard. So unless they sign another right tackle or Jordan Mills looks significantly better than he has so far, then I think you got to roll Jesse Davis out there at right tackle.
All right, so I know it's not the regular season, but it sure is good to hear because part of the job for Coach Flores and his coaching staff is to rehab some guys. Devontae Parker off to a nice start for whatever he says about the secondary. He seems to make big plays just about every time they're out there. I know Ryan Fitzpatrick and he have really connected. I know he likes him a lot because he is a big target, can run. Have we seen a little bit of a turnaround for Devontae being healthy?
See, I'm not going to give in to the Devontae Parker hype story. Right. I know it happens every offseason. He has performed really well, but I'm going to just wait on Devontae Parker because I saw it last year. I haven't been here all these years, but everybody's seen it every year. So I'm going to wait on Devontae Parker and let everybody else hype him up until the season starts because we've seen that consistency and injuries have been the biggest thing for him. But to answer your question, yeah, he's been balling. Him and Fitzmagic have this magical connection. Fitzpatrick kind of called his shot earlier in practice and told him that a touchdown was going to happen on the first play of the two-minute drill. And he threw it to him, and he was pumped. He put up the TD symbol and skipped down the field like a little kid wanting to celebrate with Devontae Parker. So that sort of thing can get Dolphins fans excited, you know, if that sort of thing happens in the regular season.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait and see for both of those guys because consistency has been the biggest thing for those two.
Yeah, but you know what? Just and you're right, all that stuff, and I agree, and there's probably a lot of people agreeing with you right now, like, oh, my God, Joe, stop on Devontae. But part of this deal is getting his confidence. I thought last camp, for a lot of different reasons, he had no confidence coming out of camp. Well, I don't know if he's a little banged up. I know if it was the Xavier Howard lining up against him every practice, but he was not a guy with confidence coming out of camp. And it just seems like the fresh start, feeling like people love you around you. And I think part of this job for this coaching staff, a big part, is going to be rehabbing some of the high picks on this team over the last couple of years. Do you agree?
No, absolutely. I think you see it with Charles Harris. Brian Flores is talking up Charles Harris like he's the second coming of a Cam Wake, and he hasn't even had a full practice yet. You know, and Devontae Parker, like you mentioned, he's a guy that they gave another chance when not many of us thought he was going to get another chance. It's a new coaching staff. And one important element that I've kind of noticed is that the kid Preston Williams that a lot of people have been talking up, the undrafted kid from Colorado State, has been playing well. And I think that's pushing Devontae Parker because he's a guy who looks like him. He's similar size, similar style of play. And you have a guy who's in that room that you know can eventually take your job. That puts a little bit more fire under you. So I think that's impacted Devontae Parker too. So, you know, he could be on the way of rehabilitation. And, you know, that's not out of the possibilities. But for me, I'm going to wait to see.
Look what we've done to you.
I know.
Look at what we've done to this guy, Zach.
Poor Cam. All right, Mike Gesicki's been ripped by Brian Flores a little bit for the right reasons, though, right?
Yeah. You see a guy whose physicality has been a big issue for him. So I think Flores knows that he has to get the mental aspect of drops, which has been his big issue this camp. And then get the physicality issues when the pads come on. They're going to need Gesicki big time. And, you know, you talked about the disappointing draft picks. Gesicki, you know, was well on his way after the way he performed last year. So he has to have a heck of a year, too, to turn that around. So he's going to be the starter at tight end. Him and Dwayne Allen are going to play a bunch. He's going to get every opportunity. Josh Rosen and Ryan Fitzpatrick love the tight end, so he's not going to have an excuse like he did with Tannehill. He should be able to get a good connection with these guys, but he's going to have to win his one-on-one battles, and he's going to have to catch the football. He can't just be hopping all around all the time like he was last year. So big year for Mike Gesicki to prove Chris Greer right for drafting him in the second round.
Is Bryce Butler – how serious is this? I happen to like that guy. It was a kind of a nice story. He came in, and I was like, oh, my God, we're desperate because everybody was injured. And he made some nice plays. You could see that he was pretty darn good. What happened to him? What's the injury that could affect him and maybe cost him a position on this team?
Yeah, it looked like a lower leg foot injury. I hope it wasn't the same thing he was dealing last year. I talked to him last year in the locker room, and he talked about how his foot had, you know, something off with the screw, and he was going to have surgery on it this offseason.
That's not good.
So I don't know if it's involved in that. I don't want to speculate and say it's that. But that always gets worrisome if you hear that sort of thing. But I know that he actually suited up yesterday in practice. He didn't do a ton, but he tried to give it a go. Brian Flores seemed to think that he was going to be okay. So it doesn't sound like it's going to be, you know, something that's going to keep him out for the season, at least for now. But, yeah, you're right. He's a guy who's in that mix for that number five, number six receiver job. Really cool personality, really big into music. He's a guy who fans, I think, would really enjoy if they knew him a little better. But he's got to stay healthy. He's got to stay healthy to be on the field. Like we mentioned, Preston Williams is a guy who's probably competing for one of those spots, too. So. Training camp, a lot of these battles will heat up, but for Bryce Butler, the biggest thing for him is get that foot and leg right and stay healthy.
Cam, I want to ask you a question. You haven't been around as long as some of the other writers. Are you like all the rest of us where you get favored guys? You think that's pretty normal for guys in your business where you get where you like guys or you dislike guys a little bit? Is that normal?
I tried not to, but I think you've got guys that you love talking to. And you love the way they go about the game. And I know for me, like I playing football growing up, I was a defensive back, so I always get drawn to defensive backs for some reason, every locker room I am. So I always end up developing relationships with them, talking with them, and understanding their life story. So that's easier for me. And then like any reporter, great personalities are guys you're drawn to. So, you know, Christian Wilkins is a guy we'll probably spend a lot of time with this year, you know, write about a lot this year. And guys who are, you know, I don't know if I can say, buttholes are guys that you probably aren't going to go out of your way to write favorable things about. So I think it works that way. I don't know if you're saying, hey, I hate this dude or this guy is, you know.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, like any normal person, your job is to try to show the light of these people. And if they don't help you do your job, you're not going to go out of your way. And for guys who do help you, you might throw them a bone every once in a while. So
I got
think you. That's the way I look at it. And, you know, I'd probably go about my job that way.
I'd go ask Clown, by the way. Because radio, we try to be, you know, we want to make sure we don't get in trouble here. We got somebody else that owns us now. So we just say ask Clown on.
It's pretty safe.
Got,
it's pretty safe.
Got a little different.
Rules. I don't want to get anybody in.
No, butthole's okay.
No.
That's not terrible. You know, ask Clown's probably a better word that we use here. But it was good censorship by you. We appreciate that. You know,
are you, with your time off, you're going to have time to go over to Cuba? What are you doing? What are you going to be thinking?
I got a lot of stuff on that one. I'm gonna stay on this side of the Caribbean. At least I might hit the Bahamas.
Okay.
I don't think I'm gonna go all the way down to Cuba. So I think we'll hit a cruise down to the Bahamas and do that. We just came back from Europe, so we did.
Yeah. Paris, London, no. You'll like it over there. You know, it's funny if you go to the Bahamas. They're a lot like Coral Gables. And you know, you'll find it as safe over there as living in Miami.
Oh, man.
And you'll find out that there are people eating good over there. There's a lot of fat kids. And
keep Cameron out of this.
Look at Cam.
Keep Cameron out of this.
You ain't baiting me, Joe. You ain't baiting me, bro.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Cameron, good job by you there. Good deflection. Well done by you. Season pro, man. Cameron Wolf.
He's
there.
A pro's pro right there. Pro's pro.
I know. Yeah. All right, enjoy your summer break, Cameron.
Thanks, Cam.
We'll talk to you again soon. That's Cameron Wolf, ESPN Dolphins writer. You're a bad man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.